Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We made it to draft day. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Jeremy Otto on the updates. Roadmap for today. Draft. More draft. Plenty of Pistons basketball. Massive game tonight at Little Caesars Arena. We've got the two Grand Slam and a Thursday edition of the Cookie Jar with A.J. Hinch moving around this week. We're doing the Cookie Jar today, A.J. tomorrow.
Are we going to talk about the first place Tigers at all?
And you didn't want to see Reese Olsen throw.
I know. What a gem. What an absolute gem. 7 strikeouts, 2 hits, 1 walk, and in 7 1/3 innings, the dude only threw 85 pitches. It was awesome.
That's the worst starter on the team, by the numbers.
By the numbers, yes.
And could have fooled me.
It's funny you say by the numbers, because I want to find this real quick in regards to the Tigers' starting five ERA right now.
Present it.
Tarek Skubal, 2.83, reigning Cy Young winner. Jack Flaherty gets a little better, 2.63. Reese Olsen, as you mentioned, the worst of the five. And I hate saying the worst of the five, but
someone has to be.
Somebody has to be. 3.29 ERA. Casey Mize, best of the five. 2.2. And Jackson Jobe at 2.7.
In a rookie season.
It's shaping up to be a special group.
Team ERA is 2.94. It's the best in the American League. The Tigers are the best team in the American League by record. Those two things go hand in hand. You don't have prolonged losing stretches. The old Leland quote was, momentum's only as good as the next day starting pitcher. Well, the Tigers can really build some momentum and win series, which they keep doing, even against the Padres, who are the best team in all of baseball. So as good as we thought this team was, they're better.
Yeah.
And it's because of this starting rotation.
If they win 2 of 3, let's just say they keep winning these series, 2 of 3. And I know there was a series of 4 against Kansas City. They won 3 of 4. That would put them at 108 wins. Now, I'm not predicting.
Are you doing the triple-digit disco today?
No. That's not what I'm saying, because we also know that they got swept by the Dodgers. What I'm saying is, as I look to the bus that I'm driving.
Yeah. Oh, but you see Valeni's on that, by the way.
Oh, did he join the John Jansen bus?
So what happened is they came on after Tiger Baseball, and Mike had this very profound, guys, I want to tell you something about this baseball team. Guys, I think they're a 90-win team.
Oh, he hopped up.
And I'm thinking,
did he
buddy.
Pull the Rico? Yeah. What's that?
Yes.
I don't understand the drop.
No, I was trying to play the bus. This is supposed to be bus honk.
Oh, yeah. That's not.
That is not bus honk.
That's awful.
Sorry. Sorry, we didn't need double John there.
No.
No, but the idea is everybody's buying in.
I was listening to it going, my lips aren't moving.
I looked over at you. I was like, what did I just do? But everybody's buying in. You're right. And 90 wins feels very real for this baseball team.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, they have not won 90 games often in their existence. So if you think we're selling them short, 90's a big deal. 90 wins the division. 90 gets you in the playoffs. And with this rotation, dot, 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 you fill in the blank as we go here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to do a grand proclamation, but man, are they fun.
Are you getting on the bus?
I said I wanted to wait till the end of the month, but I kind of feel like I need to get on the bus now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the bus is loaded up.
The door. You hear the sound effect of the doors closing. Yeah. Like, oh, no! Mm-hmm. Don't leave without me!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to walk to school.
Backing up. Getting on the highway.
Bill in New Baltimore, you've called in early here. You got thoughts on this staff. What's up?
Yeah, you guys mentioned Olsen like being, you know, the worst of the five. I was listening to Pat Caputo last night. He said that, you know, our 4-5 would probably be a 2-3 on most other teams. And it's true. I believe that. This pitching staff is incredible this year so far.
Right. And the thing is, along the way, someone's going to run into a tough stretch.
Yeah.
But you've got exactly. So many quality arms. Will, yeah.
Right. Yeah. The team will, the hitters will. But the way they're hitting now, it seems like someone's always there to pick the team up if that happens.
Good example is yesterday's game. You have a flawless outing by your starter. You still need a couple clutch hits, and it's Justin Henry Molloy, who had zero home runs on the season coming in. Yeah. It's Gleyber Torres, who had missed some time and only had one home run. And it's Dylan Dingler, who I'll keep referring to as the backup catcher because that's what he was when the season started. But what he's doing right now is nothing short of spectacular to step in and manage this pitching staff, play almost every day, and contribute the way he does at the plate. I mean, these are contributions we were not banking on when the season started.
No, we weren't. And even though Spencer Torkelson hasn't had the production in the Padres series, he's had some good at-bats. He's had some good swings. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, well, this is the, you know, Spencer Torkelson's not finding it anymore. No, he has had great contact. A lot of it has been just right at guys. And it's been the same with so many other players where some of them are dropping.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, that's baseball, right? You make good contact, but you hit it right at somebody. It doesn't matter. It's an out.
Ticket Texter says the pitching staff right now reminds me of the 90s Braves, Larry and Monroe. Yeah, Glavin and Maddox and Smoltz.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
high praise.
And we're at that part of the season, too, 25 games in, where you have to say, okay, yeah, best staff in Major League Baseball for now.
For now.
Well, because one, we don't know what injuries may or may not happen. It's only 25 games in the start of 162.
But I would stress that I think this is real. Skubal, you mentioned it, Cy Young winner. Flaherty, he was an ace when he pitched here in Detroit last year. It looks like he's right back into that form. Casey Mize was the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
And the more I've watched him, the more I've read about him, the more I've listened to people talk about him, he's got the right mentality right now. He bulked up. He's got a stronger frame. He's throwing the splitter harder, which he says just, I don't care what the numbers say. I know that's going to be a harder pitch to hit, and the batters are giving me that feedback. I think it's real with Casey Mize. With Job, I don't know if it's real just because it's so
new.
It's
going to be a roller coaster.
But he's got the stuff to where there will be outings that he looks dazzling. And then Reese Olson, I don't think should be an aftermath guy in all of this. I mean, he was a big pitcher for them last year down the stretch. And he should only be getting better now that he's got his feet under him.
Yeah. I think he got his driver's license over the weekend, too.
Yes. Well, his learner's permit last year. But yeah, he can drive. Ticket Texter says, can we just enjoy the games without doing win totals? Just enjoy the games.
Okay. Yes.
Thanks, guy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Did we ruin the enjoyment by saying we think this team could win 90-plus?
No. I mean, there was a conversation we started last week. I'm just glad there are other people that are getting on the bus. It's perfect. You're welcome anytime.
248-539-9797. Mentioning a lot of draft stuff today. Yesterday, Kirby Joseph gets his extension. We had forecasted this.
Yes.
This is becoming a tradition. Brad Holmes pays his guys the day before the draft.
Mm-hmm. And next year, the day before the draft is going to be Brian Branch.
Yeah, probably. So they're going to have two high-paid safeties. So the headline is Kirby Joseph's the highest-paid safety in football for now.
Right. Yes, and the only one, the next one that might break that record might be already on the roster for the Detroit Lions.
4 years, $86 million, 21 plus per season. Huge deal. And he's backed it up with his play. He has the most interceptions in the league since he was drafted. This was not a first round or even a second round pick. Brad Holmes found him in the third. And he rewards his own guys who perform and deliver. There is a question, if you can't pay everybody, who will this squeeze out? I'm sure you've already started thinking about that.
Oh, sure. I mean, we had that conversation yesterday. We had six guys. Who do you keep? You can only keep three of them. And I don't think any of us had Kirby Joseph on our bingo card. And now he is, of those six, he's right at the middle of that bingo card because he's going to be here. And so now it's, what do you do with Gibbs, Laporta, Branch, J-Mo? And I think we all think J-Mo is going to be the easy answer, odd man out.
Yeah.
But it'll be curious as to what they do with him. Pick up the fifth-year option, or do they try and maximize his 1,000-yard season and get some capital for him now? Do they do that and pick up the fifth-year option and do that before next season? I really don't want to go into the season without J-Mo on the roster. I think this is a year where he could be that important with a new OC. You've got to make sure that you keep everything as constant and as dynamic as you possibly can for Jared Goff. But moving forward, he's certainly going to be a guy where you're like, okay, yeah, sorry, can't pay everyone.
You don't want to take a step back in 2025. And I think there's a lot of people forecasting. You look at their win totals or the changing coordinators or the tougher schedule. You want to put your best team on the field because you have a chance to win the Super Bowl. If they were to trade J-Mo tonight or this offseason, I don't know that you're a better team in 2025. No. And that would be troublesome. You only get so many cracks at this with this current core, and they can extend them and keep them as long as they want, but there is an expiration date on NFL players.
Mm-hmm.
I want to win while I got these guys right now. 248-539-9797.